married too soon. I don't have no more breaks. I'll have to wait till after your honeymoon. I wonder who gonna be your sweet man when I'm gone. Care your business home.
WMFO Medford, you're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce, the voice. And here's something that you might want to consider to go green with rechargeable batteries. I actually bought one of those things. I don't know. I have to find out where it is in the packing and the moving. Who knows? If you want to save yourself money, of course, who doesn't, and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's the NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? Message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right. So, let's see. Where are we now? Ah, yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, that was so gorgeous. That was Concert à deux violes, Le Retour from Tous les Matins du Monde. It's the soundtrack from the film. It was one of the most exquisite films, just really beautiful. And it features, see if I can get my glasses on here, Marine Marais, Sainte-Colombe, François Couperin, Jean-Baptiste Lelille. And the film is by Alain Corneau with Alec Girard Dipardo, Jean-Pierre Mariel, and Rocher Caroline Sirot, Guillaume Dipardo. So, yeah, I would definitely go see that again. I think I saw that at the museum, at the... Anyway, so I'm going to share a little bit from this Kol Chevra. This is the 20th Yahrzeit of Reb Shlomo Carlbach, and this is by Shoshana Harari. One day, the people of Israel will come to love God. That's how she titled it. Oh, and I've got... okay, it's been officially marked in my book. Oh my goodness. Anyway, to love God truly is to surrender to His will. The more stubbornly a person resists, the more difficult surrender becomes. And as a people, Israel is one of the top 10 in stubbornness. On the one hand, the stubbornness is a good trait and has gotten us through 2,000 years of severe exile while still holding on to a remnant of who we are. On the other hand, we are also stubborn about things like not surrendering our will to God, though it would be better if we were more flexible. Many of the people of Israel have already come to this realization, which is great, but it is not enough. For this to actually happen, it must be the realization of all Israel. What will it take for all Israel to come to love God? Well, our sages say this can happen one of two ways. Either all the people have an incredible change of heart within each person at the same time and just open their hearts and, well, just love God. Or it can be when the knife is at our throat, God forbid. Then altogether, as one person, we will cry out to God, beg His forgiveness for our hardness of heart towards Him and each other, and, well, just love God. One can never really know. It could happen the first way. This would be the best, of course. We could just wake up one morning and everyone could just understand how much God loves us, understand His incredible patience with us, finding us worthy in spite of ourselves. In this understanding, we open our hearts and fill it with love towards each other and our Creator. Or we can just continue with our suffering, illness, pain, hatred towards each other, More tears and more tears till the day our enemies really are powerful enough to have the ability to annihilate us, God forbid. When that realization comes, well, as the saying goes, there are no atheists in the foxholes. No matter how it happens, one day, all of Israel will come to love God. Then the beautiful, beautiful temple called the Beit HaMikdash will either descend from the heavens or will emerge from the earth. Inside this Beit HaMikdash is the Or HaGanuz, the piece of special light that was part of original light of creation. This light has been hidden away from the world since the world was first created. It was hidden by God into this vessel called the Beit HaMikdash for the future. This special light, this Or HaGanuz, is made up of all the colors that Hashem ever created. Many of these are colors we have never seen before. When the Beit HaMikdash sits firmly in its place, these colors will flash out of the Or HaGanuz through the windows of the Beit HaMikdash to the ends of the earth. Colors of light that we have never seen will flash out of these windows: purple, blue, yellow, gold, green, silver, amazing colors barely related to the colors that we know now as colors. These colors of light will flash through the windows of the Beit HaMikdash to all the nations of the world and heal them. Because of that healing, all the suffering of the world will come to an end. The people of the nations will be so grateful that they will come up to Jerusalem each year to give honor to the God of Israel as a remembrance to the one who healed them through his people Israel, who one way or another finally all came together to love God. In the meantime, the best we can do is be kind to each other and open our hearts. The rest will follow as a flower follows the sun. So beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Well, of course, we know there are terrible things going on in the world. And one of the things that I just got from my friend Alan, who just came back from a trip to Israel, his brother lives there, and he has a Rebbe whose name, unfortunately, I can't tell you. I don't know it. But this Rebbe gave a three-minute little Zoom speech, and essentially he was saying the same thing, that we either have to get it together to open our hearts to understand who God is. That's how we will stop all this murder of children that's been happening way, way, way too much. It should only be that we will figure out what it is we need to do as a people, and hopefully soon. So I think we're going to go to the Alter Rebbe's Nigun. Thank you.
Shabbos lechu v'nei lecha ki hi mekor avoid habracha likras Shabbos lechu v'nei lecha ki hi mekor habracha likras Shabbos lechu v'nei lecha ki hi mekor avoid habracha likras Shabbos lechu v'nei lecha ki hi mekor habracha meidosh mikedem o inesucha soif maaseh b'machshavateh chila oy lecha adayvi likras kala p'nei Shabbos nekabela oy lecha adayidi likras kala p'nei Shabbos nekabela oy lecha adayidi likras kala p'nei Shabbos nekabela oy lecha adayidi likras kala Pnei Shabbos nekabela
In a tenement near the Henry Hudson River, from my favorite spot on a rusting fire escape, I would look below and see Mario braving the ferocious dandelions. Mario, our fearless superintendent, kept the garden green despite the parkway smog. But the flowering weeds, their fates decreed, for the hippies rose bush from dying. Then I would creep inside, curl up in my bed. Something strong was pulling at my head, pulling at my heart, pulling at my heart. One flower growing in all the wrong places. One flower so lonely in that lovely rose bush. Proper garden's nightmare. Queen of open fields, tell me who would love this one flower for exactly what she is. Years passed by, we left that red brick building, left Mary all behind for a brand new house. But my dark brown skin on the whitewashed walls within stood out, so it didn't give me up and cry. My growing pains had many rooms to fill them. Mother never knew she had a garden to keep clean while there was New York, Greece on her young flower from the Middle East. She was busy pulling dandelions. Then I would creep inside, curl up in my bed. Something strong was pulling at my head, pulling at my heart.
Israel, ve'al, ve'al, yovod Israel. שמו שארית ישראל.
Okay, so that was Shlomo Yehuda Reinschnitz, Reschitz, I don't know how to say it, Reschnitz, and the song is Shomer Yisrael, and Anna Derrett music. Before that, Noah and the String Quartet, the song is Wildflower. Shlomo Katz before that, Likras Shabbos from the CD entitled The Same. Israel Edelson, the beautiful piano recital, the Alter Rebbe's Nigun, Yearnings from Beyond. Let's see. I think that's, we've got everything. And so we're going to close out pretty much with Rabbi David Raphael Ben Ami Fenchel. Pay attention to the soul and enjoy the gorgeous, gorgeous evening that we're going to have. It's a beautiful day, still is, and I'll see you next week. Hopefully we'll get time travel on for you this week. I'm not sure what happened last week, but all right, so trying to think if there was anything else I wanted to. I had a very interesting morning. I went to, flush the toilet. It didn't flush. There was nothing. There was, you press down and there's nothing. So I had to open it up. And it turns out the chain that you're supposed to activate had come disconnected. So I tried to connect it and it didn't work. It didn't work. I kept trying 3, 4, 5 times. And then finally I figured out what the how long or how short it had to be. It was a big pain in the neck, but I got it to work. Otherwise, I would have had to pester the landlord and talk to the, plumber, and then cost a trip and all that. The other thing that's going on is the freezer is acting weird. So landlady said sometimes hers does that too. So I'll have to see if that corrects itself with a change of the setting. And it's got all these, like when you need to defrost, but it's a self-defrosting, so I don't know what went on. Maybe all the fluctuations in temperature, the humidity. Anyway, of course, it's a full freezer, so it's a bit of a pain. But just enjoying hanging out with my sweet little kitty. Those of you who knew that I was missing my cat for a long time, 10 months before I got a new kitty from people who look out for feral cats, and then they took him after a year and kind of got him neutered and socialized him, and they brought him up to me from all the way from Pennsylvania. So his name was Nathan, and I named him Natan B'Shalom, because the poet, I'm forgetting his name now, he says you have to have three names for a cat to be official, so the one who wrote Cats, the poem Cats. And I'm just totally blocking his name. Anyway, some of you out there know what I'm talking about. But now I've actually given him a similar name, but it's a little bit different. It's Natanel, which means given from God, which he certainly was. All right, so here we go.
שימו לב אל הנשמה לשם שכור והחלמה ואורה כאורה חמה שבעה סיים כאור הבוקר עודה להכר לבב הבוקר מרונה יחד מרונה יחד מרונה יחד מרונה יחד כוי כדי בוקר מכיסא כבוד חוצבה לגור בארץ ערבה להצילה מלהבה ולהעיד לבנוי זבויקר עוד להקל לבב החויקר מרונה יחד מרונה Yeah. כי בכל הלילה נשמע אזכם האלה למעלה. נוסס דין וחשבון, דין וחשבון מפעלה ליוצר ערב ובויקר. כמו שפחה לרחר אפס תמיד בבויקר, בבויקר עוד לקר לבב חויקר. נמצא מקושטס ותהליס ותותב אפס כמו קלה מקושטס תמיד בבויקר, בבויקר עוד אל הקל ובבויקר. הנאמן בפקדו בוינוי יחזיר אלן הלוי קרצוינוי איש לא קבע לבוינוי הירב ואי בויקר עוד אל הקר ובחו בויקר. אשר נפשו לא מוכיח איך יזכה לאור הבויקר עוד אל הקר לבב הבויקר. נכון יחד, נכון יחד, נכון יחד, נכון מאשר לחזוז נזכה ובכל